Tom, there's going to be some changes for the Edmonton Oilers this offseason. We'll see how major of a change or not, but I guess we'll start with maybe a little surprise just how quickly Ken Holland said, yeah, it's very possible there's going to be a buyout.
Yeah, and automatically I think the natural instinct is, well, let's go take a look at cap friendly and go over which contracts next year. And I think, you know, generally most of us know who we think are the prime targets for it. So I appreciate that candor, first of all. You know, he's not hiding behind anything. He just kind of set it up front. He talked about a few other things today in the lengthy press conference that he held. And you know what? If it frees up some cap space, frees up a spot for a guy that actually brings more to the table than whoever's bought out, so be it. I'm looking at Mikko Koskinen. I know James Neal's one that is potentially that there. And then, Kyle Turris with a year left. But that's a little bit cheaper, and maybe there's other ways around that contract. But I'm looking at Mikko Koskinen and saying, if you're not going to go and attack the goalie market, don't like the goalie market this summer, and, you know, we heard Ken Holland say he's going to intend to bring back Mike Smith, I'm comfortable with Stalock-Smith as your combo.
Really?
Yeah.
Stalock and Smith.
Stalock was a starter. Like, yeah. He won 20 games in 1920.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting, you know what?
It's cheap.
And then, so then you're
reliable.
Just going to put, would you just put Koskinen in the minors then?
If he's bought out?
Well, but don't buy him out. Just send him to the minors. Because that saves you $1.1 million.
Yeah, I'm saying he's being bought out. That's who I would target and say, all right, I'm buying you out for your last year. Because I don't think anyone's taking him at 4.5 for 1 year.
No, I would agree with that for sure. But I just if you're taking Stalock, then maybe you just, instead of buying out Koskinen, you just put him in the minors because then you don't have the dead cap space after.
Oh, right,
that's what they do.
Interesting. I didn't even think of that. That's a good point. Yeah.
Stalock, like Stalock's more of a backup though, for being honest, right? Like 28-21, he did have 38 games in 2019-20. Didn't play at all this season. You know, I hope that the heart issues are behind him. That's the other wild card in all of this is, you know,
right.
Like you don't know anything about that. So
that's a good point. But yeah, anyway, I with that duo and Ken Holland coming out today and saying, you know, I tend to talk to Mike Smith and bring him back next year. I think Smith has earned that too. I mean, he had a hell of a season and he's earned that right. But again, I joked with Nielsen today. I said, what if he tests free agency and wants to cash in for a year or two? But I know that's more of a joke than a likelihood.
Yeah. That's possible. I don't know how much you'd cash in at 39 years of age, right? Somebody might, because I think Mike Smith at this point is, you know, he'll try to get probably a little bit more of a base salary because, you know, how many incentives, you know, is he going to reach if they have another goaltender that they like? So that'll be the challenge there. Ken Holland, when I asked him like priority number one, he mentioned, hey, they got to get some scoring 5-on-5. And that includes like top six scorers and bottom six scorers. So you look on the left side specifically, because I think their right wing with Archibald, Cassian, Puljujarvi, and Yamamoto is definitely more set than the left side, because if you're buying out Neal and maybe you lose Nugent Hopkins and maybe you're not bringing Cahoon back, well, suddenly it's wide open. And so, you know, you look at guys like, you know, Dylan Holloway potentially, but I bring Dylan Holloway to camp, and if he surprises everyone, awesome, and I deal with that good problem when it comes. But otherwise, I got to make sure I have at least two legit left wingers to start next season. If Nugent Hopkins won, awesome. Then I need another one. If he's not here, then I need two for sure.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. I mean, let's see what the priority is. One interesting thing, too, in regard to Nugent Hopkins, I know, you know, were we saying the other night, hey, was this his last game as an Oiler? And you know, he loves it here. He said it yesterday in his press conference. It was interesting to note that Holland said he's going to talk to the leadership group of the team in the coming days or next week, I believe it was. And he included Nugent Hopkins as part of that. So maybe that's part of the intention. Maybe that's a little bit of a sneak peek into what he's thinking. And he does indeed want to bring him back. And I know people here are going to be up in arms if they don't like the term or the money. But it just tells you and speaks to what they think of Ryan Nugent Hopkins and how he's valued within that room, within the organization as well. And then the other thing too, Greg's, in regard to getting that 5-on-5 scoring up a little bit, Ken Holland talked about expecting more from Puljujärvi. I know he had a really good year coming back this year, but take that next step next year. Yamamoto, same thing. He didn't score for, what, a month and a half. He hadn't scored since April 8th. And you need more from him, especially if he's going to be in your top six. And so he needs to take another step next season. So that I like bringing up the idea of you got to grow from within too, and then you also have to add and pick the right guys to fill in the rest of the spots. But I like that. You're implementing the next wave of players, the younger guys, to kind of complement the skilled guys and Draisaitl and McDavid that are really driving this thing forward. And so steps in the right direction this year from a couple of those guys, and time for them to take the next step next year.
Tom Gazzola joins us on Edmonton Sports Center, TSN 1260. Adam Larson, in conversations I've had, it seems like it's almost inevitable that he's going to sign a contract here in the very near future to stay in Edmonton. So, you know, the big ones then, there's Nugent Hopkins and Barry. Barry basically said he's looking for a longer-term deal, so I think he probably tests the market. Do you think Ryan Nugent Hopkins makes it to free agency, or does he re-sign before then?
This is an interesting one, because my instinct says they probably want to get something done and he's okay with staying here. But if it's not working out or the negotiations aren't going as smoothly as you would hope, then maybe he takes a peek around and maybe he sees what kind of offers come in and he listens to them and then circles back to Edmonton. And that's entirely possible. He's never been in this situation before, and I don't know. Maybe he's curious to sniff out the market and see what's there and what people think of him and what teams value him and what he can bring to the table. So my gut says that he doesn't get to the free agent market, but you know, if he's curious, then maybe he does take a peek for a few days and then comes back to the Oilers and say, you know what? I like it here. I want to stay here.
Okay. When I look at the orders, and was there anything Ken Holland said today that outside of the buyout, which I think he was very definitive on it.
Yeah.
Was there anything else? Because we've had some people saying, you know, Ken Holland said, oh, the orders are years away from winning. I didn't get that. And that's not the interpretation I got. I kind of got that he said, hey, you got to build a team that can compete every year. Like it's rare to just, we're going all in this year. Like you can't really do that because a bad bounce or a key injury. And then maybe you're screwed for the next few years, right? Like you got to build a team that's very good and that you hope that, you know, you can compete every year. And, you know, maybe one year you're like, okay, we need this one piece. All right. You know, maybe I'll pay a little bit extra, but you know, like there's not one, the Oilers aren't one player away. The Oilers, I think honestly, when I look at their end of season roster, I think the Oilers need like six or seven different players to make this team a legit cup contender. And I think that's doable because they're like, the best part is it's not like they've got the two most important pieces, arguably three. Now Darnell Nurse is looking like a number one defenseman. So they've got some pretty big pieces. They just got to fill out the rest.
Yeah, I mean, he understands what it takes to build a championship caliber team, and I didn't perceive it as him saying, you know, we're years away, we're going to have to wait, we're going to have to be patient. The stuff he was speaking to in regard to that, I thought was more so the entire program from top to bottom and creating this consistent ability to have a team year in, year out, be in the postseason, and he's talked about it. You know, you just got to get to the dance and you see what happens. Sure, okay, but clearly we're at a point listening to the fan base where just getting there is not good enough, and these last two playoff appearances have not been adequate. We get that. But I think when, at least my interpretation of what he was saying is, no, it has to be a thorough build. You need a good team in Bakersfield. You need to create waves of legitimate prospects that are fighting for spots year after year, that are pushing the guys that are established. You need to have guys that are in junior and you're letting them develop after you draft them for a couple of years. So that was kind of how I saw it when he's talking about his time frame. Like, I didn't think he was saying, hang on, be patient. No, I think he understands, like, he wants to win imminently, and he's got players in their prime that can lead the charge and do that. I don't think he's preaching a couple more years. I think he was talking about the entire program and making sure it's solid from top to bottom and not spotty and leaving the cupboards dry and bare in some areas of the organization. That's kind of how I gathered it. I mean, he talked a lot. There's a lot of references to stuff from the past, but I think that's what he was generally trying to get at.
Yeah, I know that irritated some people. I could see it to an extent because the truth is when you compare it to Detroit in the 90s, it's different because there's no salary cap, right?
Oh, so yeah.
The building process, okay, sure, I get that. And the losing is tough and you have to learn tough lessons. That part is fair. Mm-hmm. But the big difference is there's no salary cap. And so then you all of a sudden you could go and, you know, pay for guys that you just – there's lots of players that you would love to bring in. Like if there was no salary cap, you know, the Oilers might say, hey, let's go sign Taylor Hall. We'll pay him big money. We don't care. We're going to go sign this guy and that guy. And you could bring all these guys. You could trade for big contracts, right? Like it's a lot different now just on that ability to build teams because of the salary cap.
Oh, totally. Remember the era? I mean, he was in the thick of it with Detroit buying players whenever they were free agents. And New York, when Glenn Sather got there, really started to ramp that up. And Dallas was doing it. Philadelphia. Like, all those teams were just throwing money at players. And they would build these super teams. And some were great. Some were not so great. And he got to enjoy being the GM of a team that I think it was Mike Ilitch just saying, okay, Ken Holland, you want to go get that superstar? Here's a blank check. Go get him. That era is long gone, certainly. But, yeah, I think it's a more thorough process. And he did say, you know, grow from within. And he fully understands that.
Yeah, no, it's totally fair. Tommy, it'll be interesting. The Islanders-Penguins game, crazy first period, four goals, back and forth. A few juicy rebounds to be seen, for sure. So we'll see what happens tonight in another busy NHL playoff night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Sounds good, Greg. See you tomorrow.